Dad Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have several people coming up brand new to the station. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mina.
Hi, I'm Zosha.
Yes, and tell me about all the things that you like.
Oh dear, I like a plethora of things. A lot of like indie cartoons like The Amazing Digital Circus are things that I am interested in. And
I like Helva Boss and such. Yeah.
Yeah, she loves Vivzy Pop. It's a problem.
No, it's not!
I'm going to ban her from Vivzy Pop very soon.
Okay, and how do you two know each other?
Middle school. I was like new to the school, so was she. And like, I met a friend in my grade 6 class. She was a year older than me, so she knew, like, she had, like, our group already. So she once took me outside, and I saw all of them, and that's where I met Mina.
Yeah, and it was the same thing for me, except my brother is, like, a year older than me. So he was the one who sort of, you know, set up the entire group and was like, hey, Mina, meet all of these people.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, and do you have cats?
Yes, very many. I have a cat named Chuya. We just signed off one of our cats though, Jupiter. Mm-hmm. Sadly, I have my Flame Point Siamese, Callie.
Yeah.
I have a calico named Stormy, and I have another cat at my dad's house. Her name's Mira, and then I have another tabby orange cat at my dad's house as well, named Eddie, after Ed Sheeran, because he's a junior.
Oh, nice, Ed Sheeran. Okay, and do they do any tricks?
No.
No? Okay, just meow. Just snuggle and meow. Okay.
Hey, Lydia, since you're on a radio show, wouldn't this be a great time to advertise the fact that you are selling a bunch of kittens?
Way too many. Please buy some kittens.
Okay. That's amazing. So where can people like find these kittens? Where can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of my mom at 778-888-5156.
Oh my goodness.
They're all orange tabbies.
They're all so adorable.
Yes,
I call one of them Acrocat because I see it constantly trying to run out of its cage, and it's so adorable.
Very adorable and annoying and meows all the time.
Okay.
But very touchy, I will say.
Listen, my cat is annoying and meows all the time, too, but I'm not always complaining.
Complaining all the time?
Listen, I only complain when she's biting my toes at 3 a.m.
All right. Okay, and we're going to play a song, Mitski. Tell me about how do you know Mitski?
Well, it's hard to, like, remember how I found her because it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think I found her on TikTok, most places where people find the music.
Yes.
And I was introduced to me and my husband and Washing Machine Heart. And since then, I've grown to know more of her music and, like, at least most of her music that she puts out. And hoping one day she'll go on tour.
Yeah, for sure. Tell me about this song that you requested. What's it called?
Goodbye, My Danish Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know the backstory behind it,
yeah.
but it has, like, a sweet undertone to it, and it's just a nice song to listen to at times.
All right, and we're going to hear it right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Are back. And sorry, Lydia, but you had a nickname. It was Zosha, right?
Yes.
Yes. And what do your friends call you?
They just call me Lydia.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a nickname to Zosha.
No.
Oh, dear.
Some call me Lids. I have an old friend that used to call me Ladidi.
Uh-huh.
Ladidi.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute, too.
I just simply call her Lid, and I was texting her, like, Lid, get outside. We're picking you up.
Right. Yeah. And you have a nickname as well.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, some people have called. One of my friends called me Mimi.
Uh-huh.
But
I
my
call you meaner.
Meaner. Yeah.
Or mineral water. My brother calls me. But my online alias is known as Cheesy Ramen.
That's
so
right.
If you want to find me, that's my TikTok username.
That's right. Yes. Yes. And you have a website. Is that correct?
I tried to make a website, mm-hmm. and I called it. And I sorry, she's whispering in my ear holes, but I tried to make a website and I would call it Ramen Doodles, and I got my name by just mixing my big thing, which is cheese, mm-hmm. and then my website name, which was Ramen, and Cheesy Ramen is actually a thing that me and my brother enjoy to eat a lot.
Love it.
They
okay.
once came to my house and made Cheesy Ramen, and they burnt some milk on the bottom of my pot.
What? Oh, who had to clean that?
My dad's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
My apologies, by the way.
Yes, yes, yes. And do you play bass or guitar or what? I saw a picture of you with like an instrument.
Dear. Oh, I play a lot of instruments. Mm. I have an electric guitar that I only recently got an amp for. I play, I like playing songs like September and Velvet Ring, I think it was. And I also play a lot of other instruments. When I started playing instruments, I started in junior band on clarinet.
Yep.
And I learned flute this year, and I'm like sort of self-teaching myself all these other instruments like a piano. I know some ukulele and mandolin. We have a family mandolin.
Wow.
So
a family mandolin. So your whole family, right? Because I think I know your uncle.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Yes, yes. And I think he's in a band or he teaches music.
Yeah, he does.
In Alberta, was it? Or is it Edmonton?
Edmonton, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, so tell me about your song pick, because I love it, and a lot of people love this song.
Ah, yes, Chop Suey by System of a Down. I don't really know the meanings to a lot of my songs, because unlike my mother, I listen to it for the musical sounds, and I was basically just looking through my playlist, very, very desperately trying to look for something that was PG. Mm-hmm. And System of a Down, even though my mother doesn't like it that much, I love it.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to play that right here on CJSF. Are back with Mina.
Oh, yeah.
Lydia, and we have someone else joining us, Maya. Maya, say hello.
What's up? It's me, actually.
Yes.
What?
And they do impressions. So, yes. Who wants to go first, Mina or Maya? Because they both do impressions.
Hi. So, I can go first, if that's okay.
Sure.
So, I can do a Mickey Mouse impression.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
No, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Excuse me?
Yep. I'm Mickey Mouse. You're a liar.
I don't think you're supposed to be here, buddy.
Well, but you're here. And
hey!
They asked for a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, but I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm Mickey Mouse.
also Mickey Mouse.
No, you're not.
There's two Mickey Mouse. This is a Mickey Mouse battle happening right here on the Wham Bam East Side Show, folks.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then why did I build my clubhouse based off of me?
Oh, shucks. He got me. I'm actually Tails.
See? I knew it. I knew it.
Where is Tails from, for people that don't know?
Sonic.
Yeah.
He's from many... I'm Tails. The impression I'm doing... I mean, I'm totally Tails. I'm doing, like, an older... Tails from the older games, sort of, which... to my friend Starkiller, he says are the best voices from Sonic, so...
I'm not talking to Sonic right now. I'm mad at him.
Why are you mad at Sonic?
Well, he came into my house. He took my fridge. Not the food. He just took the entire fridge. And I asked him, why are you taking my fridge? And he was like, I'm hungry.
All right, guys. Well, we got some more kids that are coming up on the mic here, so we got to switch up. All right, guys? So I want to say, I know, and hopefully you guys can come back next week and we could do some more
on air.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right. We're going to get to a break and we'll be back.
Is Bird Note. Imagine you're camping in the mountains, surrounded by pines, larch, and spruce. The very first bird you might see is a Canada jay as it boldly swoops down into your camp. This handsome jay has a smoky gray back and wings, silver gray underparts, a tiny black beak, and big black eyes that seem to miss nothing, especially food. But the one food Canada jays don't eat is conifer seeds. So why do they live in conifer forests? It turns out the jays hide food in conifer needles and tuck it under the bark of trees with their sticky saliva. Like other jays that cache food, Canada jays have terrific visual memories. They can find thousands of hidden tidbits months later. Canada jays are so good at storing up food, they even start nesting before the winter ends. The jays can feed their nestlings entirely from the food they've stored away. And unlike most other birds that nest in spring and summer, Canada jays spend that time caching food for the next winter. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
All right, and we are back with some new kids on air. All right, please introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up? My name's Larry.
Woo!
Hey, guys, I'm Garfunkel Diddy Pop.
It's me, Music Mickey.
Music Mickey, yes. All right. All right, and tell me a little bit about yourselves.
One of y'all want to go first?
You're going first.
Okay. You can call me Maya. You probably heard me from before. I like, should I say, like my hobby?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've been doing art about since I was born. Really into animation and stuff, too. And I recently started breakdancing, so that's something fun.
Oh, awesome.
I'm trying to think about myself.
Dude.
Some of my hobbies, I do, like, martial arts. Like, I do taekwondo.
What belt are you?
I'm 3 away from black belt.
No.
So I'm red belt right now.
Oh, awesome.
He's really good at it.
I do piano.
Piano, yeah.
And then... I just recently started doing boxing.
That's awesome. Awesome. And then did you just practice or do you actually go in the ring with somebody?
I'm not at that level.
Not that level yet. Okay. All right. So who requested the song Willow?
That was me, Music Mickey.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I used to listen to this song a lot. I would go out in my patio, because we live in a townhouse. I would go in my patio, I'd get a list of songs, and I'd just, you know, handstands, breakdance, do whatever I wanted out there. It was nice to have a list of songs that were kind of just uplifting, so I could listen to it and not get bored of it.
All right, let's hear it. Wait a minute. That was Wait a Minute by Willow. All right. And I know you guys are listening on the radio right now, and you don't know what anybody looks like here. So you guys said Isaac looks like someone. Who does he look like?
Well, I'm pretty sure most of you have heard who Spider-Man is.
Mm.
There's a different version of him, Miles Morales.
Yes.
From Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Our friend Isaac here looks almost identical to Miles Morales.
Yeah, practically.
To the point where he found like a comic that had a picture of Miles Morales' face.
Oh, wow.
And putting it side to side with Isaac's, it looked like the same. It was absolutely the same. It's crazy.
Identical twins.
Do you think you look like him? Is that your twin?
When I looked at the photo comparing my face to the comic, they look pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a celebrity.
Awesome. Yes, we love celebrities here at SFU. Okay, tell me about your song pick, Isaac.
The song I picked is Somebody That You Used To Know.
Mm.
Just popped in my mind, and I have a lot of memories in that song.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Think of when we were together.
so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still
Great song, guys. All right. So how do you guys know each other?
So we all went to school together. Mm-hmm. Me and Isaac recently just graduated.
Yeah.
However, Elizabeth, she moved away in fifth grade.
Yeah.
You want to tell them why?
So after fifth grade, during the summer, I mentioned to my mom that I kind of felt like I wanted to learn French because I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with my brain. And then my mom's like, okay, you're going to this other random school now because that's the only other school that has French immersion that's an elementary school. So I'm like, okay, bro. and then she never gave me a choice. I was like, can I just stay at this school? Can I not go to that school? And then she's like, nah, you gotta go to this school now.
Okay, so can you speak French?
Yeah.
A little bit? Un peu? Say a little something. Maybe introduce yourself.
Je m'appelle Elise. I don't know if I should say. I'm just gonna say Elizabeth.
Yes.
J'ai 13 ans. Aussi, j'aime la couleur peut-être jaune. Aussi, un peu gris. Je ne sais pas pourquoi, mais juste gris. Je ne sais pas qu'est-ce que je peux dire parce que je ne sais pas.
Woo!
That's crazy. Yeah. I understood every word. I understood every word. No, I didn't.
Are you guys learning French too or no?